So we got to the last four lines of Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, the Gemara says, Rava bar Sharshim nafik ale kala, a rumor went out, that he was apparently sitting on a property, eating the property of Yesomim. So Amale, so he says, Amale Abai says to him, Emali easy gufa de uvda, hechehavi, tell me exactly the case, the gufa de uvda, tell me exact details of this case, what happened. So Amale, so Rava bar Sharshim explains to Abai, Ara bimashkanusa hava na kitna meavuhon, the Yasme. This property was a mashkon that I received from the father of the Yisusomim. Right, the father owed me money, and he gave this to me as a mashkon. And now the father died, and it's the Yisomim's property, but it's a mashkon that I have. Lohavali Zuzin, I had money, Acharina Gave. In addition to this, Ara being a mashkon, for one loan I gave him, there was yet a second loan that he owes me, which was not part of this mashkon, though, but he owes me, it's a $200. This land is for $100 that we made the agreement on. I have a shtar for that. And but there's another $100 that he owes me I have no documentation of. V'achlasei shnei mashkenasa, and I ate the years of mashkon. I ate 3 years, let's say, of paying back my debt. And Amina, I said now the following. He owes me another $100. Now he's dead. Im hadarna la'ara liyasmi, if I return back this land to the Yisomim, but I'm still owed $100 from their father, and I have other money with their father, who's now dead. Rabban, their rabbi is going to say to me, if I want to collect a second time now, so if I want to collect now a second time from the Yisomim's property, I need to take a shua. And I'm not so excited about taking a shua. Who's excited about taking a shua? So Ella, I decided to akav she l'shtar. Rashi says, I want to hide the shtar. And mashkenah, so the star of the mashkon. V'ochla shir zuze, and I'll eat, I'll hold on to the star for another few years where I'm going to, you know, take back my the other money that he owes me. Demigo, so that's a statement. So the Gemara explains, Demigo di'i ba'ina amina l'kucha hibiyadi. He says further, I could have said, I bought the property from the father. I was here for 3 years, so I should be mehem nane, I would have been believed. But now that I'm telling the truth, that I really don't own the property, it's really the Yisomim's, I'm really owed money, I should believe with the Migo, because I could have said, Lukucha ha'ibiyadi, it's really something I bought. But I'm telling you the truth. So trust me, legabe that, I was able to hold on to the land for another couple of years to collect on the debt that their father owed me. That was the Maisa. So what's the Psak here? So he says, first I just look at the Rashi before we get to the Psaki. Rashi says, or rather Rashbam says, two narrow lines down, mehem nane, that he's believed below shvua, de'ei nishban al hakarkal. You don't take shvuas on the karka here. He wanted to avoid taking a shvua. So if I hold on to the property longer, if he would have said I bought it, he would have been believed. So now that he's saying I'm just owed money, he's believed and doesn't have to take a shvua. V'od, moreover, says Rashbam, I've been here for 3 years, so that also is going to substitute for the need for a shtar, so he should be believed. So look at Tosas Dir Masla Kavshe Lishtar Mishkanasa of Ochle Shir Zuze. So Rava Bar Sharshim said, I'm going to hide the shtar and eat it for another couple of years. So Tosas points out, Dafka Mishum de Kavash Lishtar Mashkanasa, only because he hid the shtar Mashkum. Could he make such a taina that I bought it? Nobody knew it was a mashkon. Nobody knew it was a mashkon. That came to his hand. Because if it was known that initially the property came b'toras mashkon, so lohaya towin Rava Bar Sharshim, he couldn't make such a taina. You can't make a claim. If everybody knows a mashkon, you can't say, oh, I bought it. It doesn't work like that. The hava auman ve'aris, just like a person working on the property or a sharecropper who's working on a guy's field for 3 years, dein lo chazak besad d'arisaso. He can't say, "Oh, I've been eating it for 3 years and you didn't complain." Why? Kevin diadua d'meikara b'toras arisusa asliade. Since everybody knows he was using the land b'toras arisus as a sharecropper, so that you can't make a taina and make a lakucha biadi. So he had to therefore hide the shtar mashkon, so nobody knows the context here. And then he can make a claim that I bought it from him.
So where did the call come from?
Where did this call come from? Because it was the Yisomim. Everybody knew it was the Yisomim's property. So people started to talk. Wait a second. The father died. Rava is still working on eating on that land. So people started talking.
People people start talking, but he still hid the contract that he was a mashkon.
Right. No one knew. Right. Exactly. No one knew that it was a mashkon. People just said this was the property of Reuven, and now Reuven's children have it. But nobody knew why I was there.
And they didn't do any macha.
Right. Fine. Then the one more Tosas we'll do before we go by. Tosas writes, "Migo dibay lemei mar lekucha hibiyadi." So Rav Bar Sharshim says, I could have said I bought it and no one could have stopped me. I've been here for 3 years, I've got Edim, and no one could have stopped me. But I'm telling the truth now that I'm just owed money. So Tosas asks Vitema, my daita de Rav Bar Sharshim, what was his thinking? Let's say he claimed, let's say he actually did taina, that it was lekucha, he bought it. Shivuas Heses le'olam tzarech. You still need to take a shua. He's not going to get around that problem. Granted, everybody agrees there's no shuas on karka on a deraisa level, but midirabanon nishban. What we do take a shua on a dirabanon level. It's called a shuas heses. So, and he goes on to explain how this is. Should dictate Rav Haigon based on the Gemara and Kshuvas we're not going to go through. So, how did he get around the problem? He had to take a shvua either way. One the shvua deraisa, one the shvua derabanan, but he still had to take a shvua, even if he claims lekucha hiyadi. So look at Tosas right to the last four lines here. He says, "V'yesh lomar de'ein nishban shvua heset ela heicha detayin bari." The only time there's a shvua heset is when there's a vadai claim. Aval hacha lav tainis bari, he's being mechadish here. It's not a vadai taina. Shein vadai liyosomim mishar karka zu ein lekucha biyadi. It's not vadai whose property is. Therefore, you don't take a shua hesis. A shua hesis is only in a situation where it's a tainus bari. This, again, Tosas being mechadish, is a tainus shema, and you don't take a shua hesis on the tainus shema.
Does the migo work? What does that mean? I understand.
The migo doesn't work?
Definitely tell the cook.
No, he's saying that as follows. No, he's saying that the whole point was trying to get around, circumvent the shua. Right. The Tosas asks, even if he said lekucha in biyadi, he would still have to take a shua hesis. And we're saying here, yeah.
We're saying it's only if it's a bari.
Exactly. This case was apparently only a tainus shema, and therefore there's no need for shvua, and that's how he's able to get around the problem.
The Rashba and Tosas both seem to point on the last stop that the shnei mashkanta were over already. In other words, the guy had consumed all of his years that he deserved it as a mashkon, and that's why the call came out, because the edim who were on the mashkon, they knew time was up. So time was up at that point. Now that he couldn't just rely on the fact that
not according to the Tosos stuff.
He has no amigo. Yeah.
Not Tosos. So look, but Tosos doesn't say that way.
Then? Because if he can't, he didn't have 3 years after. He had 3 years after the mashkanta happened.
He had the 3 years during the time his father was alive, while he was still using it as a mashkan.
And now it's done.
He had 3 years while it was a mashkan.
But they're aiding that
he was a mashkon. That's only Rashbam. Rashbam says that. Rashbam doesn't have this question. Look what Tosas writes in the bottom of Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Tosas writes, "Nafik alek kala de ka'achil ara diyasme perish yatsa kol shehusha yisomim." That's all. He doesn't say anything about Beis. Aval ein lefarish, one shouldn't say the yatsa kol dimitchila hayashalviyam. Aval achshav lo hayu yodim. He can't say that. So Tosas has nothing to do with it being a mashkon. So that's why Tosas is able to ask the question later on that he hid the shtar because nobody knew it was a mashkon. According to the Rashbam, what you're pointing out here is that it is that people knew it was a mashkon and the time was up, so he wouldn't have that question. He's not really. You have to explain for the Rashbam why he decided to hide the shtar then.
Why is Tosas disputing that point to the Rashbam? I know Tosas is saying that what the call had to be, the call couldn't have been that just that it was initially the father's. That's not enough. Of a call. The call had to be, it's now the Yisomim. So that was the call. So what's the basis for having had a Tosos, you know, to Ricky's question, how did the call start that it's now the Yisomim?
People start talking. People, and the father's dead, people are taking advantage of the Yisomim. But from Tosos, there's no indication that it has to do with, related to the Mashkan at all.
But there's no indication that it doesn't have to do with the Mashkan. Yeah. The Gemara says that there was a Mashkan. There was initially a Mashkan. And then, for whatever reason, people are now talking that it's the Yisomim.
Yeah, but I don't know why I have to add that in, especially if Tosas asks the question later on that if everybody knew it was a mashkon, then there's nothing to talk about here. Tosas says they have to be a case where you hid the shtar, because if they knew it was a mashkon, so then there's nothing to talk of. So again, I would not be forced into saying that what Rashbam said, that the case where the years came up and that's why they started talking. I think the Rashbam adding that in, which Tosas doesn't even mention. Okay, either way. But so that's the Maisa. So the Maisa, Rav Bar Sharshim says, right, again, these are complicated cases. Yeah.
No, because it does. It, I don't get it.
Well, but I understand why not.
No, because I don't get the whole thing. Like, how could there be, if there are Edim, that he was a Mashkon?
No, there are no Edim. That's the point. There are no Edim. There was a Mashkon. Tosa says people start talking that Rava Bar Sharshim is on this guy's property. No Edim.
Well, can we review the case?
Yeah, again, the Rava's on a property. People started saying, that's not your property, that's the Yisomim's property.
Okay, based on what?
They just started here. People know. I know that you live in this house.
But
everybody knows.
He's been there for many years, for 3 years. Why would suddenly now people start talking about it?
Because they see that the father died, and then there's Yisomim on the property now.
So he started the Chazakah while the father was alive.
Correct.
So that's what, okay, so...
But there's no indication, again, according to the Tosos, that it has to do necessarily with related to the years of the Mashkon ending. From Tosos, it sounds like nobody knew it was a Mashkon. It was only that the Shtar said it was a Mashkon on it.
Right.
So the guy hit the Shtar, so nobody knows it's a Mashkon now. People knew that this was the state of Reuven. No one followed every single day what was going on there. And now they start seeing this guy is taking advantage of the Yisomim by living on the property.
Right.
And then I said, I've been here for 3 years. I've been living here for 3 years now. So Tosos said it has to only be a case where you hid the Mashkon, because if people knew about the Mashkon, then you can't make a Chazaka when you have a Mashkon, obviously. Fine. So what's the Lamaisis? What happened here? Sounds like a very good Migo. He said, I could have said, Lekucha Hibyodi. I really bought it, but I'm being an honest guy, and I'm owed money, and that's why I'm staying here a couple extra years. So the Gemara says now, Amrle Lekucha Biyodi, Lomitz's Amrs. No, you can't make a taina that you bought it. Deha Ika Ala Kala De'ara Diyasmihi. There's these rumors that it's the property of the Yisomim. Se'ela, what you should do is zil ahadre nehalayu, return the property back to them. V'chi gadle yasmi ishtai dina b'hadayu. When they get bigger, so then you should talk them, take them to court. But as of right now, there's a kala, there's a rumors out there that it's a property owned by the Yisomim, and you have no right to claim l'kuchen hein b'yadi.
How does that work? So you give it back to them on condition that I'm going to take it away then?
Yeah, you return it back to him. And then you've taken the bezin when they get older. Now, the Rashbam points out here, in the Rashbam's world, where the kala was that it was a mashkon, so says the Rashbam, I'm reading halfway down the Rashbam's here, he says, V'chevan di'yadas di'is kala alach da'ara da mashkon asahi gaveich. Since the people knew, the rumors were that this guy was a mashkon, so he had no right to be here, v'lo l'kucha, it wasn't bought by Rava Bar Sharshim, ein l'chamacha g'dola mizu, so if I really bought it, and everybody's talking about that this property is a mashkon, so I should have had a shtar. I should have been more careful holding on to the shtar for longer. The fact that I don't have the shtar anymore, it cannot be replaced by a chazakah. Chazakah only replaces a shtar if I didn't need to expect to hold on to it any longer. But if there's a reason for me to be mezahir on my shtar, so that I need to hold the shtar, and the chazakah won't be able to replace that. Okay. Okay, fine. Let's go weiter now. The Gemara says two dots. Kreva de Rav Idi Bar Avin Shachiv, the relative of Rav Idi Bar Avin died. Vishavik Dikling left behind a tree. So Rav Idi Bar Avin Amar Ana Kreva Tvei. I'm the closest relative. I'm the Yorish. Yet Vahu Gavra, there's another individual Amar Ana Krivana Tvei. I'm actually closer than you are. It's mine. So they had a debate. Lasof Odi Lei, the other relative agreed. The Ihu Kariv Tvei, he agreed that Rav Idi Bar Avin was the closer relative. Okay. And Okmei Rav Chista Biyadai, and Rav Chista handed over to Rav Idi. This is your day tree, it's all yours. So Rav Idi had a taina. Rav Idi said, Amar Lai, Lahadali Piri Da'acha Mehu Yoma Arhasha. But he should also pay me back the fruit he was eating from the time that our relative died till now. He was sitting on that property eating the fruit. He owes me back those properties, those fruit. So Rav Chista says about Rav Idi, Zehu, show me my love. This is the person, Adam Gadol. They say he's an Adam Gadol. Such a taina. Aman kasamich mar. Ahai. What's the smicha? How are we trusting right now that we gave it back to Rav Idi? Hai kamar da'anim mikarvet tvei. Because he's saying, I'm their closer relative. Meaning what? Look at the Rashbam in the last five lines. Rashbam writes, Ahai ahodas piv shemo de'achshav sha'ata karav yoser. We're trusting this other relative who agreed that it was really Rav Idi's. V'ha ihu damar anhashta ana kreva tvei. But he was saying up until this day, from the day of the death until today, he thought it was really his. He said, I'm the closest relative. V'achel peiros bedin kol dam gvar. I was eating it because I was stronger than Ravidi. Ravidi was a puny guy, and I was eating it instead of him. I pushed him off the property. Now that he says, okay, I'll admit that you get to keep it. Harehu kinosein lecha esailan midaito afa pishlo zechisabo min hadin. As if he's giving him a tana. So right now we don't know. There's no proof who was closest relative. So at the time when that relative said, I'm staying here, kol dam gvar, you want to fight me, I'll fight me. So if Edi ran away, he really owned it. He had full rights. One day he says, you know what, I'm bothered with you're annoying me. Just take the tree. It's a matana, it's giving it away. But prior to that, it was all the relatives. He had full rights to eat the fruit, and he doesn't owe the fruit that he had eaten in the past. That's what Rav Chista says. It's only mekanu lahaba, once he was modeh, it's not really a hodah, it's simply a matana. It was really his. He just wanted to get him off his case and just take the tree and leave me alone. That's what Rav Chista pasuk like. But then the Gemara says, Abai v'rava lo svir luhu, hold Rav Chista. They don't agree to Rav Chista's position. Why? Kaven de odi odi, says Rashbam. Kaven de odi de shalokadin hechzik arata. They agree that they took it unrightfully before, and they were bullying Rav Edi around, and therefore they had no right to take it in the first place, and they owe all the fruit from the moment they started taking it till hashta, till now. Okay. Gemara now says on the top of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis.
Yeah. So what's the base of the machlokes? That one says it's a matana and the other one...
Exactly. How do we view his hodah?
Right.
Is his hodah considered a retraction? Mafreya, he was really a...
And it's like a din or it's like a matana. I think that's what it is, right?
That's exactly it. Whether it's a din or a matana. That's part of that's a simple understanding of the debate.
It's also nothing really... Who's the karav or not? In other words, we're not getting into that...
No, there are no proofs. If you prove, then it cannot be. There's obviously a case where there's no proofs here. So again, the simple machlokas is that when he agrees, is that the halacha, and then therefore everything goes back, or it's just the matana. That's the simple understanding of the Gemara. Another underlying point here is how to understand kol de olam gvar. When he initially held on to it, how do we view that time? Was kol de olam gvar as a din, or was it also a pshara? Every time we have these interesting type of psakim, kol de olam gvar, yachloku, shuda de daini, the question is always, is that a din, or just a pshara, that it's a good compromise? So according to the first understanding of Chista, he thought that was a din. Kol de olam gvar, I own it, and I have every right to eat it, even though it may not have been the truth, that kol de olam gvar is a real psak din. But according to Rav and Abai, this is no. Kol de olam gvar is just like a pshara. It's not that you actually owned it. And if you figure out after the fact that you weren't the rightful owner, then you have to pay everything back. So those are the two machlokasim that seem to be going on between Rav Chista and Abai and Rav. Okay. Says the Gemara of Aitin now. Zeh Omer Shalavosai, Zeh Omer Shalavosai. Two people are arguing. One guy says it's his father's. The other guy says, no, it's really his father's. So, Hai Aisi Sade Dahavase, who? One guy brings Edom that it was his father's. The Hai Aisi Sade Da'achil Shnei Chazak, and the other guy brings Edom that he was actually there the past 3 years. So, Amr Rav Chista, Rav Chista says.
Did we have the exact same case?
Yeah, we had the exact same case, Daf, a couple days ago. So, I don't think we had these same people talking, we'll see. So, it says, Amr Rav Chista says, Malo Lashakir, what's he to lie? Because the guy could have said, who has the years of chazaka, he could have said, Amar lei minach zvinte v'achalte shnei chazaka. I could have said, I bought it from you and I've got my 3 years. I don't need to hold on to a shtar anymore. But now that he's being honest and said he got it from his own father, so he should be believed with the malo l'shaker. To which Abai and Rava argue again in Rav Chista, and they both say, lo svir lehu had the Rav Chista. Again, they don't hold the Rav Chista in this case. Malo l'shaker b'makum edim lo aminan. You cannot say migo b'makum edim malo l'sheker b'makum edim. It doesn't work because this is a case of the edim. What are the edim here? The edim are that the guy's father owns it, and you claim that your father owned it. So their edim on their father is going to knock out your taina. And we saw this a couple days ago. If it's a chazaka she'ein imo taina, so then that's not a good chazaka. So their taina was knocked out by the edim of the other guy's father, and therefore the chazaka falls away. So then the Gemara is another case here. Hahu de'amar lei lechavre. One guy says to his friend, "My bais b'hai ara. What are you doing in my land?" Amar lei, he says to him, "Minoch zvane v'chalte shnei chazaka. I bought it from you, and I've been here the past 3 years." So Azli Aisi Sade Da'achli Tartishani. He brought Edom, he was there for only 2 years. And we know 2 years does not work for a chazaka. So what happens? So Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Hadra Ara v'Hadrei Piri. Return back the land and also return back all of the fruit that you ate while on the land. Everything goes back because 2 years doesn't work. Now, look what the Rashbam writes. Go down to the medium wide lines in the Rashbam, the last one. He says the first words on the line is Lo Avid Inshe, and then I've got a period. I don't know if you have a period in your Gemara. But he says, Hani Mile, this is all true that he has to return the fruit. Bidika Sade Dachlinu Lepiri. When their Adim saw that he was eating the fruit. Aval, but if it's a case, Ileka Sade Dachlinu Lepiri, if there are no Adim that he ate fruit, Ela Bahudas Piv, he admitted that he ate fruit. Vahutan Dizvante Minach, and he claims that he bought it from the guy to eat the fruit. I ate the fruit of the property and it was my fruit. So he says, the ara came into Lesle Raya Bishtar, Velo Aide Chazaka Hajri Lamara. The land has to go back because he has no proof, he has no shtar. But when it comes to the fruit, they're his fruit because the only way that they know he ate fruit was his own hodah, and therefore he's pater from paying for those fruit. But at the same time, says Rashbam, Vechayv Shuas Heses Al Haperos. He has to take a shvua, dizavninu mineu, that he took, that he rightfully ate those fruit.
So he's claiming that he bought separately the fruit from the land, or no?
No, he's claiming that he was on the land, and he was there for 2 years. So he has two edim that he was there. But if the edim say that we only know he was there, but we didn't actually see him eating the fruit, so we only know that he eats the fruit from his own testimony, his own admission.
Right.
So that, you can't, so that... He, we only know he ate it, so Apesha, also Apesha hit there. He was one who claimed he ate fruit, but he also said he was rightfully his.
Imam,
what do you mean, Imam, you don't say that?
Meaning, the guy, it's all one Eidos. The guy is saying, listen, it's either his land or no. If it's his land, the guy ate the fruit.
No, but there's a...
Even if it was Moed, it doesn't make a difference.
No, because the situation, you could buy rights to eating your fruit.
So that's my first question. It was probably, we assume that there were two separate contracts, one for the fruit and one for the land. If it's one contract, then one thing shouldn't be able to take out both.
So, I guess you have to assume it's two different deals like that. Yeah.
In the last sugya of Krivi de Ravid, and Reina Chananel is a whole different way of learning the sugya, but one of the things Tosa says there, based on the other way of learning sugya, is that once the kark goes back, the peros go back. He says because the peros are kind of like schlepped after the kark, that the two have to be tied with one another. And I seem to recall that there was stira, people point out, between then that sugya and then this sugya, because here Tosos asks a question that implies the two can be separated. So how is it that they're separated, or if they go one after the other?
Right. The, I think the simple explanation is that case was by a dikla, a tree, and the essence of a tree was for the fruit. It was a fruit tree. This case is land, which is not necessarily for the fruit. It's used for other things as well. That's probably how you can make a chilek. But yeah, I guess you have to assume that when it comes to palgin and dibura, when I'm claiming it's my land, there's property and then there's fruit. Yeah. So even though the god be the land, I have to return it. The god be the fruit, you only know it's my fruit because I admit to it. In which case, you don't hold me responsible for returning that fruit. Okay. So then the Gemara says another case. We're now quoting Amar Rav Zvid. This is a separate Indian now. Amar Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid says, Imton v'amar leperis yiradati neman. The guy says, I didn't buy the land, but I bought the rights to go down to his property and eat the fruit. So now that works. He's believed. Lav mi amar Rav Yehuda, because does Rav Yehuda not say, Haiman dinokit magla v'tovilna, a guy who says, I'm taking a shovel, different types of kalim. V'amar izil agidra l'dikla deplani. I'm going to now cut down the dates from Reuven's tree. Dizabdinele, that he sold me the fruits, not the land, but the fruits. Mammon, unbelieved. Because lo chatzif inish, the gazer dikla, the lav delay. No one's going to cut down their fruit from some other guy's tree. So hachanami, here as well, lo chatzif inish, lemechel pire, the lav delay. A person's not going to eat another person's fruit. So the very fact that he's has the chutzpah to go down to the guy's property to get the fruit, he's believed. Now this seems to undermine everything we've been saying now. I mean, anytime a guy goes to your property, a guy doesn't have chutzpah, he must be that he's believed. So the Gemara asks, Ihachi, that's the case, Aranami. If the guy doesn't have chutzpah, so since a person doesn't have chutzpah, it must be if he's in another guy's land, he bought the land. So this knocks out the entire cheskas abatim. You never need for cheskas gimel shanim, you don't need a shtar. So Ihachi, Aranami. So the Gemara says, no, Ara, Aminan le achoy shtarech. buy a property, you're expected to show the deed. Where's the deed? The shtar. So you can't say, I wouldn't have gone had it not been mine. So you need to have the shtar. And if you're missing the shtar, so then we have the special heter of Gimel Shanim replace that. So if you really need a shtar, so buy the fruit as well. If I have a deal with you, I'm going to eat the fruit on your tree, so write me up a shtar, and that should protect me. I shouldn't say, oh, no one has chutzpah to eat somebody else's tree. Show me the shtar. So the Gemara says, shtar lepir lo avdi inche. People have a certain trust with each other, and they won't have to necessarily document, the deal on the peros. So that's why there's no shtar to speak of. So a person wouldn't go, we could rely on the fact that lo chutzpah inish, a person is not so chutzpahdik to go eat someone else's fruit if it wasn't his, unless he bought the rights. This is a simple reading of the Gemara. Now there are a number of interesting questions here in Tosus. Look at Tosus, the top Tosus v'itan. Go down the four lines, the last wide line in Tosus here, v'im tomar, he says, ma'ir ya mishum de lo chatzif. Why do you have to have this, introduce this new svara that a person doesn't have chutzpah to do this? So the fact that the person's eating the fruit is must be that it's his. Tepiklei, mishum de tafis midei de havam atatulun. He's holding it. There's a klal, anytime a person holds an object, we assume it's yours. I'm holding this, we assume it's mine. You're holding Gemara, we assume it's yours. Anytime you're holding your toface something, it's yours. So if I'm toface the fruit, that's why it's mine. Don't throw in the svara of lo chatz finish. No different than any other metaltalin. As long as it's a metaltalin, she'en asun le'ishar lehaski, as long as it's not property that people normally rent, I can't drive around in a rental car and say I bought it. It doesn't work like that. Di amar lekuchen heim biyadi neman. So why is this case different? Why do you need to introduce the new svara of lo chatz finish? So the answer is Tosus v'yeshlomar di'itzrich taima de lo chatzif. You need that svara. Im lochten v'niach brishus shenin shalo. If he's going to property that's not his, the lo tafis behen. The case where he's not tofis behen, he's found the red-handed in some other guy's property. He's not holding on to the fruit. He said, "What are you doing with this property? You ate my fruit." But he ate it already. It's not there. He's not holding on to it anymore. So then we say he doesn't owe the money anymore because lo chatzif finish. A person wouldn't be so chutzpahdik and so brazen to go inside another person's property. But ein echanami, if he's being toe-faced, that alone is enough proof that it's his. Okay. Now, go to the end of this very tosos here, where it says v'dafka, the last four lines. He has another interesting qualification here, just to make us think a little bit more. So this whole case is where we're talking about a case of 2 years. Right, where they were going back to the case of Rav Nachman thought the case was 2 years only. I claimed it was Gimel Shanim. I only have Edom of 2 years. Rav Nachman says, get off the property and pay back the fruit. The Tosus says at the end of this Tosus we were just doing, V'davka peire detarte shanin hadre. Only if he has there for 2 years, he's eating fruit for 2 years. Ava piri deshana shlishis. If he's eating fruit for a third year, lo hadre, he doesn't have to return those fruit. D'i mehemin b'may damar sh'achla shaloshonim agama karka t'yeshelo. So if he believes on the third year, so then that
meaning full 3 years.
Full 3 years. If he has those full 3 years, then that's his cheskas gimel shonim. So if you say you owe me, the guy says you owe me money for the 3 years, that means the ma'arir is admitting he had it for 3 years. So you don't need edim in that case anymore. That admission, meaning gimel shonim, you normally need edim. It sounds like from this Tosfos, if the mocher agrees that he saw you there for 3 years, that would be enough, and you don't need Adam for that anymore. But so if he's claiming the third year of fruit, that means you're admitting he was there for 3 years, and that creates a chazaka. Right,
so we're talking at the case where the 3 years passed, and he's claiming the past that what he ate for the last year.
If the last...
meaning the moment of the claim is after 3 years, otherwise...
The moment of the claim is after 3 years, but he brought Adam on two of these.
Only two years, exactly.
And he's kind of you owe me all 3 years.
Right.
So I'm one of Shach on the third year.
So that third year, he doesn't pay, which is interesting. Right. Even though he has no proof that he was there, but it would just, because everything would really... The mocher doesn't want him to pay that third year, because then he loses the whole property. So just an interesting case that Tosus talks of. Okay, we'll do one last toast and then we'll stop here because this last sugya is the famous Nascha de Rabbi Yassin, and it goes into the Rabbi Abba rather, where he goes into the next sugya, so we'll stop here. But let's just do one small toast here. Toast writes, Lo chatzif inish. A person wouldn't be so brazen to eat some other guy's fruit. So toast writes, Lav mishum de kamar befrahesya, izil va agadre kamar de lo chatzif. Lo chatzif is not only a case where a guy would walk out in the open where people would see him. Dafilu like betina. Even a guy was sneaking into someone's backyard. Nami shayach lo chatzif inish im lo shalak kam derech bineva. So Let's say the guy's sneaking inside. He doesn't want anyone to see him. Maybe there you would say, that's not a taina. He has no right to be the guy. In fact, the guy's sneaking, so he's obviously being a chutzpahdik. Says Tosis, no. Even though if a guy looks like he's sneaking in the backyard, it's bitsina, even then a person's not so brazen to go into some other guy's yard in order to eat his fruit.
What a thief, I mean.
A thief, right. it's true. Why are we not choshish for him being a ganav here? Well, how do you draw a line between a ganav?
If you go in someone's house and
take
go stuff into their drawer and take their money out.
Yeah, that's a very good question. How come we don't assume he's a ganav here? That's a good question.
If the ganav doesn't make a taina, I bought it.
Right, that's it.
I don't know.
I'm not going to do that.
The chutzpah here is that he's saying I bought it.
After
telling the guy, I stole it. He stole the stuff and telling him, I bought it for you. That's the chutzpah that even the ganav doesn't have. The ganav goes in and steals.
It's the same basic thing that you say that you only make a shua for because of the mixas taina. It's more the mixas taina because it says in Adam Chatzif, that to be covered completely. It's also,
so it says here, the Ketos writes, this case is by a stam person. If it's a known Gazlan, so then we can't trust him then.
If it's his first time.
No, but then the Evan Ezel, Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer says that no, the din is that we're not machzik a stam person in Becheskas Ganav, even though we saw the other Gemaras that he says, Rav, he says, oh no, we assume they're Cheskas Kashrus and he's a guy. We don't assume Bnei Yisrael Ganav here. Okay, everyone.